Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I appreciate you tuning in. And I guess my dog wanted to say hi too. Sorry about that. So hey, it's what you call live radio. So no man showed up. So that's what that was all about. I don't know about dogs and mailmen. Have you ever thought about that? What's the connection there? And so I don't know. But I am glad to be here, and I appreciate you being here, and we'll see where spirit leads us. We do have a few callers, but if you would like to call in, you can do so at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number is 347-327-9316. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck today, and it's the Emerging card. And basically what Spirit is saying to us today is everything's coming together. And I believe that. I woke up today, you know, really focused on that today. And you know, just where Spirit wants to lead us and guide us and direct us in our lives. So everything is coming together. It might not seem like it right now, maybe in your life. But, you know, just hold on because Spirit is moving. So, all right. Let's go ahead and take some of these calls. Let's talk to Rosemarie. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How can I help you today?
Whatever you can pick up, relationship I'm interested in, or job-wise, whatever is easiest for you today.
Okay. Now, are you in a relationship now, or is this just starting?
Right now, we're long-time friends. But I want it to go further, and he's, like, getting scared at the same time, I think.
Yeah, there's no thinking. Yeah, he's definitely getting scared. I mean, he's got really some strong emotions about you, and you know, he doesn't know where these are coming from. You know, he sort of likes, you know, what you have. And what you guys have is okay. But, you know, you want something more. You want something more concrete, you know, and stuff like that. And he's just got a little cold feet. I believe that, you know, this relationship will move forward. I see that happening. You know, timeline on that is going to be a little tricky because, you know, there is something that's just scaring the daylights out of him. And you might just talk to him and say, okay, what are you scared of? You know, what is this thing that is driving you away from me, you know, because you guys have had a really good, strong friendship. So, you know, this is the next step in the evolution of this relationship. And
right,
he needs to make that. Yeah, he needs
true,
to make that.
Because I always been like his baby, like his he's always been protective
right.
of me. So I'm like,
right.
like his baby.
Yeah. Yeah, and yeah, I can see that, and you know, like I said, you guys have this wonderful relationship already. He's just afraid to make that next step, and I think this goes back to his past, and you know, maybe something in his family life, something like that, where you know he saw you know some people that had a good friendship, and then they took it to the next step, and it didn't work out because I'm afraid that he thinks that if he takes the next step, you know, that this is going to dissolve and you guys won't have anything. I think that's what he's afraid of. And so you might want to talk to him about that and just reassure him that everything's going to be okay.
Reassure him everything's going to be okay. And you mentioned before, just talk to him, why is he afraid of me? That's what you mentioned before, right? Just confirming.
Yeah, just what he's not afraid of you. He's just afraid of taking the next step in this relationship. And so, but I just feel like that he's going by somebody else's stuff. You know, somebody had a good relationship and then they started taking it to another step, and then it dissolved. And that's what I think he's afraid of here. Okay.
Okay, so I did next step. Anytime soon, I guess, or. Can you pick up on that?
I would say it looks like right now probably looks like midsummer here, so it looks probably, I'd say looks like maybe late June, early July.
A little problem, I might be in the U.S. then.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that might be what he's afraid of too, so, but, you know, this could move quicker than, you know, then I'm seeing it. You know, timelines can be very tricky for me, so I'm hoping that you guys can, you know, have a conversation and just talk to him about how you're feeling and ask him how he's feeling and go from there. You guys have had a good friendship, so there shouldn't be a problem talking about this.
Yeah, because we did talk about that. Like, I told him how I felt, and I told him, like, how he felt. And I was like, just go home and then come back. I'm not going to do that. If I go home, I'll stay home. And that's it.
Right.
There's no return.
Right.
That's what he's scared of, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that is what definitely is scaring him. So, but I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helped you.
Cool. So just talk to him about it. Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. I just put the cards on the table and you know, have him make the next move. I mean, you know, I put the ball in his court and say, hey, this is you know what's going on, and just say, hey, you know, you know, this is what I want, and, you know, so. But you guys will always, I really feel like you guys will always be friends, but, you know, so, all right?
Gotcha, late June, early July, cool. All right, cool, appreciate it.
All right, no problem. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 347. Oh, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How can I help?
Well, I'm having an issue with my boyfriend. We were dating for 3 months. You know, new relationship. We had a disagreement, and we both stopped talking to each other. It's been like a week and a half now, and, I mean, he hasn't called me. And I'm not calling him because, you know, I don't
right.
feel that I was wrong, and that, you know, I don't know. So we're not talking. Like, that's that. I know that's that. And I don't know if you could tell me, give me any insight. Should I just walk away from this and just forget about it? I mean, he's really not trying to call me, and I'm not calling him.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, you definitely still have feelings for him. I'm having a hard time. I'm going to close your mic, so we're getting a whole bunch of feedback, but I'm going to answer your call. But I was getting a whole lot of feedback, and it was distracting me. You know, the one thing that I would tell you is I just feel like that this is done. I really feel like that. You know, unfortunately, I have to tell you that. I wish I could have told you something different. But I just feel like it's time to move on to somebody else. And somebody else is moving into your path. It looks like here in about 2 or 3 months, somebody should be moving into your path here. But as far as this relationship goes, I feel like that this is just done. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in. And let's go ahead and move on to 856. You're on air with me. Hello? Hello? Would you like to speak to me? 856? Okay. Let's move on to somebody else. 814. You're on air with me.
Hello?
You're on air with me. Hi. Hi, how can I help
Hi.
You?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
My question is, I had a job interview 2 weeks ago on the 8th, and I wanted to know what you were getting on that. It's a transfer for me into another state position, but I haven't heard anything back, like they've contacted my references or anything. And I know they take longer than normal to hire, but I'm just getting kind of antsy on it. And they only interviewed 3 people, including myself. So I kind of don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like it's going to be okay. I feel like it's going to work out for you. So I would just, you know, continue to, you know, put out what you want this to develop into, but I feel like it's going to work out for you. So, and you know, and I feel like this transfer is going to be a good thing. All right.
Okay. Cause I didn't know if they contacted my current employer because I don't know, there's a lot of transition change going on here. And I don't know if they try to hold me back here because they don't have anybody to do this change here.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of delay, but I feel like that, you know, that things will be working out for you. So, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. And let's go ahead and talk to 702, which is Rose, I believe. Hi.
Boo.
Boo. How are you? I know. Surprise.
I woke
up and I was like, hey, let's have a show. I haven't had a show for eons, so, but, yeah.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you, and you sound good and happy, and I'm glad you're back on the air. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're going to try to be on air a little more, so, but, yeah. So how can I help you? Yeah.
Well, my question is, I got a call about a job that is going to be full-time. It's a salaried position. The money's great. The hours aren't so great. The distance isn't so great. But I kind of want to take it, but I'm feeling leery about it. I just want to know if you pick up anything.
I'm picking up that it's going to be a good thing. The thing that I think is scaring you here is, you know, the hours are not good. The transportation is not going to be all that great right away. You know, I do feel like you're going to get the car, you know, taken care of, and that will make things better for you. So having this full-time job will help you with that because it will give you some money and you know, stuff like that. Does this job have benefits with it? Do you know?
And not as of yet because he just moved his business here from California. Yeah.
Okay.
But I feel bad too because this other guy gave me a chance and stuff. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in a conundrum.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, you got to look at it this way, Rose. You got a part-time job and then you have a full-time job and you've been wanting a full-time job. You're just going to have to follow your own intuition on this. You know, I feel like the Spirit's bringing it into your path for a reason. And so you're really just going to have to weigh this out on your own. But, you know, I really feel like that you'll make the right choice. And, you know, and I'm just don't want you to miss a great opportunity. So.
Right, and I don't either. And you know what? I asked for a sign, and here you are on the air, and you're saying you feel good about it. So. There's my sign.
Yeah, I feel good about it. So, and I'll try to give you a quick call when I get off of there, and we can talk a little more.
Okay, great. Thanks, Michael. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to Susie really quick. We're already off there, but we're in archives. So, hi, Susie.
Hi, Michael. I'm so happy that you're on, and I got to hear Rose, too.
Excuse me?
That's awesome. You're on, and we got to hear Rose, and stuff happening to her. I'm so happy.
I know. It's a happy, happy day. So hopefully
things are going well
for you. Yeah.
They're going pretty well. My question is, I don't want to keep you since you're off air, really, but my question is, do you feel that I'm going to be hearing from Chad soon?
Chad, Spirit says within a week.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say looks like to me, Susie, it looks like probably by the end of the week ahead, so by the end of May. So.
Wonderful, Michael. Thank you very much.
No problem. No problem at all. Well, hopefully you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, I hope to talk to you again soon. Keep on rolling, Michael.
I will. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye, Susie. Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and say goodbye to you. We have already left live radio, so we're in archive now, but that's good. And, hey, archive listeners, appreciate you. If you would like to make a donation to us and get us on longer, you can do that by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net and make a donation over there. It does cost money to be on Blog Talk, unfortunately, and right now we're just doing a free show. And if you would like to make a donation to the program and get us back on longer, that would be great. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, you can do that by going to this website address, www.insightswithmichael.net, and then you can set up a full reading with me. All right, we'll talk to you again soon. I don't know when that soon will be, but sometime soon. So you guys have a great day and be blessed always. You've been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'll talk to you again soon. All right, bye-bye, guys.